Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Voice Rising. Today with me in studio is the enchanting songstress, Deva Premal. Deva, I'm very honored to have you back at the show.
I'm so happy to be here with you. It's so nice. Thank you.
So, Deva, I want to explore with you. I want to just deepen the conversation today on how we can use our voice as a tool for healing. And I'd also like to talk to you about your latest album. You have an album out there called Deva, and you also have a new release entitled Deva, the Instrumental Meditations. And as a very well-known singer, you've taken,
you know, like the engineer still has time and stuff, but this time we caught that moment and ran off these mixes without the voices and just for fun listened to them, and it just really felt like actually nothing is missing. Or maybe the space that is created by the voices is actually really, really nice as well. And it just was like, wow, this is the instrumental music I would like to have in my life, you know, like real instruments, you know. It's not, because so often, yeah. I think this is a little outdated now, but often new age music or instrumental music is connected with synthesizers and stuff, which is,
yes,
really outdated, I realize. And but to have like real high quality, if I may say so myself, because I didn't play on it, so I can praise it totally, because everything that you hear, all the instruments are being played mainly by Joby Baker, who is the producer of the album, as well as Manoj, who plays the bansuri, the bamboo flute. And then there are two guest appearances by Anushka Shankar, which of course was a huge honor to have her play on the album. And we also could use more of her on this instrumental album, so we actually did mix it in a different way so that she was featured more on the instrumental album. And also for me, it was so beautiful to really highlight and put the spotlight on Joby Baker's incredible musicianship that maybe sometimes is not so visible under the voices, you know, because he has such an amazing, spacious way of creating music and also mixing music, like how to put the sounds in the space so that there is real silence in there and there's real space around each instrument. And so, yeah, I'm really happy that we can enjoy that, and really it should be a Joby Baker album, but it didn't really make sense to do it like that. So we kept my name as the artist, but actually, to be honest, I was singing here and there, maybe some oohs or something, but in the, you know, as part of the tapestry, but it really features Manoj and Anushka Shankar and mainly Joby Baker.
Yeah. Well, Deva does mean divine, doesn't it? So
yeah.
It's your name, but it is also divine. So it is a divine album. It is a soundtrack, in a way, to your life, because all of these musicians are with you. They accompany you. You feel at home with them. So it must be very beautiful to have also an instrumental album that you can put on and just feel so at home. And
yeah, that's
for me,
right.
Right? For me, it was very fascinating because I know the Deva album, of course, with your amazing voice. You have such a beautiful and rich and warm voice. And I think you're correct in saying that the way your music is mixed is very special because you can feel the silence and you can feel the space. It's beautiful for all of us who get very tired of electronic beats, and we want to breathe through things, and one can feel the breath, the movement of breath in all of your albums. It was very fascinating for me, Deva, to listen to that instrumental, the instrumental meditations, Deva, the instrumental meditations, and to still feel the presence of your voice as if my memory wants to fill in. I mean, I'm grateful that Anushka Shankar is out there a little bit more on this instrumental CD in Monroe's, but it's still so present. And so, mit Recht, sagt man auf Deutsch, mit Recht, it's correct that it still carries your name because you can sense your presence even though it's an instrumental CD. So I would love to play one of the tracks so that people get a taste of what it is for beautiful Deva Premal to not only release the Deva album, but the Deva, the Instrumental Meditations album. And I'd like to start with the track Buddham Sharanam. Would you like to say some words about this track, what it means to you, why you chose to put on the album?
That's so interesting that you chose that to play as the first one, because that really has basically just Manoj's almost on his own. There is a drone there, but the mantra that this is from is Buddham Sharanam Gacchami, Dhammam Sharanam Gacchami, Sangham Sharanam Gacchami, which means I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the teaching of the Buddha, and I take refuge in the community, in the Sangha of the Buddha. And it's such a powerful prayer and honoring of these three aspects of our lives, you know, our teachers, the teachings that they give us, and this community, the every one of us that is around us that is also functioning as a mirror, as a teacher, as a learning ground. And so we bow down to these three aspects with this mantra. And Manoj, you know, he grew up, obviously, he's the Pali. I don't know, I assume most people know that Manoj is born in Nepal, in Kathmandu, just right in front of Bodhanath and right in front of the Buddhist stupa there. So he is really steeped in the stupa. He's really like steeped in Buddhism and has been hearing this mantra, you know, since he was born. And so for him it was also so powerful to play on this particular track. And also when I come from the world of Osho, Osho is my guru, and for a while we would actually sing and chant this every day before our working time in the ashram. That would be our morning prayer, and our evening prayer would be these three lines, Buddham Sharanam Gacchami, Dhammam Sharanam Gacchami, Sangham Sharanam Gacchami. So it's been with me also for so many years. So yeah, this is really a deep dive into the mystical qualities of Manoj's bansuri playing.
Beautiful. Let's listen to Buddham Sharanam.
Mm-hmm.
That is so gorgeous. We are at A Voice Rising. I'm in studio with Deva Premal, and that was a track off of the album, the new release entitled Deva, the Instrumental Meditations. Deva, virtually in every culture throughout history, human beings have been using toning and chanting and singing to praise their creator, to heal their bodies and spirits. And it can be as simple as just singing vowels or imagining we are that flute, that beautiful melody line. We don't necessarily need words. Talk to us about the power of mantra and the experience that you receive of inner peace while you chant and meditate and bring your music out to the world.
Yeah, just I still feel it's almost like a secret, or it's almost like, oh, we can let you in on the secret how you can get to this silent space really quickly and really in a joyful way, and that is to chant and to sing mantra. And it's each time it happens to me that silence that follows the chanting, I really feel like, wow, how can it be so instant and how can it be so strong? And the chanting of the mantras is sound medicine. It's using these ancient sounds that are the actual sound manifestation of the thing. So we are not singing concepts. You know, when we sing in English or in German or in any other language, we are basically singing all these aliases which point towards the real thing, and every one of us has a different idea of what that means. Like love, if I say love to somebody who's been hurt a lot doesn't have the same concept with love than somebody has had a really loving childhood, for example. So there's a lot of concepts and dust over each expression in each of these very powerful qualities that we invoke through the mantras. But when we sing prem, which is the Sanskrit word for love, first of all of us don't understand it, most probably because most of us don't speak Sanskrit, or many of us don't speak Hindi, which is quite close to Sanskrit. But we all are fresh. We all basically just hear the sound prem without any preconceived ideas, and that the sound prem is the vibration of love. Mm-hmm. And so the mantra is used in a repetitive way, so that we actually, you know, repeat aham prema, I'm love, for example. And that always feels like the waves are washing over us again and again, or the tuning of an instrument again and again, giving us another chance to, you know, to tune in more, to really dive in, to really feel that vibration of that particular quality, energetic quality that we are invoking through the mantra. So it's direct, it's beyond all belief system, it's beyond all religion, actually. You know, it's been obviously adopted by Hinduism and very much connected to Hinduism now, but actually it's like, you know, it's like medicine, you know, and so that for me feels really clean and accessible for every one of us. And I can see it as we travel all over the world. Miten and I, my beautiful beloved Miten, who I'm always together with, except right now in this interview, which is very rare. So we've been traveling for 30 years now, sharing mantra and using the voice as a tool to go into a meditative space and to enjoy the silence. And we've been all over the world, not pretty much a lot, in many places in the world. And the response is so strong everywhere. You know, it's not, it doesn't depend on culture or the language people speak, you know. It's really universal, and I see that again and again, even with animals, you know, the response that animals have to the mantras, or autistic kids who are not verbal, who actually cannot express in words And also, we don't know what they understand and how they understand things, but they really respond to the mantra in a, such a strong and obvious way of being calm and peaceful, you know, more than in any other way. We've played many times now in this center in upstate New York called the Center for Discovery, which is an amazing center for autistic children and adults. And whenever we play there, the staff is really blown away, really moved, how peaceful and how strong the difference is for the residents there, responding to our music, then with no music, just how quiet they can be, how extended, you know, 90 minutes of being relaxed and in silence, and that can happen, and they're like, we just never see them like this otherwise. So this for me is proof, you know, that it's beyond all that, and it's really straight to the inner core and the essence of our being.
Beautiful. Deva, we're going to take a very, very short break, and we're going to be back with more about voice and sound healing and the new album, Deva, the Instrumental Meditations.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is David Strickle. I'm excited to share my brand new show, The Stream of David Live, right here on Om Times Radio. Each week, I'll have exciting guests, and I'll channel the eternal wisdom of The Stream, a group of non-physical entities whose teachings have transformed lives all over the world. So join us for an uplifting hour each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's The Stream of David Live right here on Om Times Radio.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com. and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And the healing.
Sorry, now you just cut out for a moment. Yeah.
Okay. Let me go back.
The voice is one of the finest instruments I heard.
And the amazing thing is that we all have a voice. It weighs nothing, it costs nothing. And the healing experience through raising our vibes and to tap into that vocal quality is available to all. It's accessible to all. And we're born with this really strong, clear, centered, lively voice. And yet so many people have a fear of singing. And so I wanted to ask you, as a singer, and I have heard stories that you were a bit shy before, which nobody can imagine, but these are the stories that we hear. What was the journey for you to come into that true voice, and what does it feel like to know that you're inviting people?
Cultures at all, and I think there's also countries where it's not so prevalent, but in many of the kind of Western countries, we are in a class with, you know, when we are young, and then being asked to sing in front of the class, and we hit the wrong note, and then the teacher says, you know, never sing again to us, and say, yeah, I've shut up when I was a kid because I was told I should be in the choir but not open my mouth, or, you know, not make a sound.
Yeah.
So it's mostly somebody else's idea of our voices, you know, and some little remark that somebody made totally unconsciously when we were very open and vulnerable to being manipulated or programmed, you know, for the rest of our lives, of what we sound like or what we should sound like and stuff. So that's that thing. And then for me personally, I mean, I grew up with singing and music, so that really wasn't, and I knew I could hold a tune. I knew I could sing in tune, which is really a nice thing, because some people have trouble singing in tune, you know, and they are aware of it and they are shy of it. And I still feel that's still not a reason to stop singing. And that's why it's so beautiful to come together in the bigger groups and sing with it and sing along with it and feel carried by this big sound and be contributing to this big sound. And that's such a healing in itself. And then, of course, you know, one can take lessons, which is so precious, to get more in tune and to find that frequency that we can adjust our voice to, you know, that we can start to hear whether we are in tune or not. I know a friend who was what we call tone deaf, and he took lessons and he learned it. It's really, it's there and it's possible and it's existential. And I think that's a real big, like, it's like therapy. It's like doing a transformational training. That's how important it is to do that, if that's an issue. And for me personally, like I said, I grew up with singing. I had singing lessons in school. So I was also used to singing in front of the whole class. And for me, it was about finding the right thing to sing where I actually feel comfortable. Like in school, the music, I mean, it was nice, but it wasn't really my music. It wasn't really music I would listen to or would want to sing while I'm cleaning or something, you know. It was like classical, mm-hmm. you know. And then I met Miten when I was 20, and he was a musician. He was a singer. He was really singing is his passion. He sings all day long, and he writes such beautiful songs, and he played the music in the ashram for the meditation. So that's where we met, in India, in an ashram. I just, in my kind of very childlike idea, I thought if I'd sang with him, I could do something with him. I could be creative with him. And I loved singing. I didn't really need to be heard, but I loved singing in a choir or in a group or just really. And the music that was played in ashram, what we sang, which is exactly like what we sing now, So Much Magnificence or Fly High, or, you know, very beautiful chant-like pieces that also really lend themselves to being sung in different harmonies and parts and stuff. So that, I just loved that so much. And so I asked Miten, would I be able to sing with him? And he listened to my voice, and he said, you know, yeah, you know, potential. There's some potential. That's what they always told me at school. There's some potential, but, you know, it's not really, and it wasn't really, because I wasn't really in it yet. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then for many years, I actually got to support Miten with his music, with the second voice, and I loved that. It was totally nourishing to me. And I loved finding the second voice and creating the harmony. And, you know, when you sing second voice, sometimes you hear the third voice. It's like when you say you listen to the Deva album, you hear the voices anyway. You know, when that happens to you, when you sing second voice, suddenly you think, oh, there's a third voice too. Where does that come from? That kind of feeling of real harmony and overtones and beauty. And then when the mantras came back into my life and I rediscovered the Gayatri Mantra, that's only when I returned home in my voice and I was ready to be seen, like ready to be naked and seen in singing. And before I was happy to be with Miten and I could be heard with him together, but I couldn't be heard alone. I was too shy to be heard alone because it just didn't sound strong. It didn't sound maybe even comfortable alone, you know, to listen to. But then with the mantras, which seems so easy for me to sing mantras. I mean, that's like anyone can do that. But that's what I needed for my voice to flower and to just be basically done with the shyness, like from one moment to the next. It was not a process. It was like, when I sing this, then I'm singing my song that I can sing into the world and I can share and I feel comfortable for it to be received. So when people ask, I often say, you know, find your own song, find that which you're not shy singing, you know, that you feel like, oh yeah, and that can be any kind of style of music. That's, I feel, is a really important step to find the right key, the right pitch.
Right.
You know, am I really a higher voice? Am I a lower voice? Where do I feel it resonates? And where does it make me feel really good in the body when I sing in that pitch or key? So all these little things that are there to explore when we use our voice, but all these things we don't have to think about at all because we can also just sing along, like use the mantras, like where I sing, which maybe helps to sing along, and not think, and just sing, and not think of what it sounds like, and you know, but let the voice just be free and dance and fly, and not think about what it sounds like for others, or just enjoy what it feels like in the body, and then come to that silent space, which is where the healing really is obvious and apparent, because the healing happens the whole time, but when we come to that silent space, it's like the digestion period, you know, we've taken in the medicine, and now percolating in our bodies by having vibrated all our cells, and now they're all charged up, and we can just sit in that energetic, you know, bubble bath.
Yeah. Energetic bubble bath. Deva, you talk about the Gayatri Mantra, the importance that it had in your life, and you did release also the Seven Chakra Gayatri Mantra on your Deva album, and it's also on the instrumental meditation album. I understand that this is also your first original composition. Can you share with us a little bit about how you started to write now melodies, the melodies that were coming through, maybe that you were hearing before as a second and third voice, and suddenly you're hearing them as a first voice?
Yeah, you know, it's again that thing, what do we allow ourselves to experience? And I just never really gave much time to composing. I have all these beautiful composers around me, Miten, Manoj, Joby, you know, like I just didn't even really try, you know. So, and I just thought, oh, I'm not a composer, I'm a singer, you know. Mm-hmm. And I love, for example, the way Manoj composes melodies, because he has that Indian classical Indian music flavor in them, and his his culture, his curry cardamom flavor in there, you know. And so I was so happy just singing melodies of our Praful, who composed many of our beautiful mantras. And secretly I was thinking, wouldn't that be so beautiful if at least I would create a melody for the seven chakra Gayatri mantra, you know? And I must have mentioned that to Joby, and he just wouldn't let go till I did it. You know, he was just, I tried and nothing came. And then he came with a pulse in that key, and it was in C sharp major, and just that pulse, and then the melody came, and then the shyness of me again appearing, like, are you really gonna make a melody that then people will sing? Like, that's quite something, you know. That's quite a big responsibility, you know. Like, you're gonna be putting that into the field, and also it could be that it doesn't get sung because the melody doesn't fly. You know, there's some tracks on our albums that we never ever sing live, or I don't, because they just don't fly like that. You know, they were beautiful in the recording, but they didn't have a life afterwards. So I was like, wow, this is such a responsibility. And then this melody came, and I adjusted it. It's so simple, you know. It's got two or three notes, maybe. And suddenly it was like, oh, that's it. There's not even any question. This is the melody that I'm going to sing this mantra with. And it's not even my melody. It's just the melody that has been presented itself, that has presented itself to me.
Beautiful. And, let's listen.
There it is.
Now let's listen to the Seven Chakra Gayatri mantra, and it might be that after that mantra we're going to go into another break. So for all of you listeners out there, you know this is the Seven Chakra Gayatri mantra by Deva, and I believe this is also from the Deva instrumental meditation album. So I'm going to imagine your voice, and we're going to listen into this track. And then we're going to have a small break, and then we're going to be back and talk more about the voice and sound consciousness.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
As I'm sure you know, it is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, Mondays at 6 p.m. on Om Times Radio.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. You are back at Voice Rising. I'm your host, Kara Johnstead, and with me in studio today is Deva Premal. And right before the break, we were listening to Deva's Gayatri Mantra off of the Deva album, and currently also a new release, Deva, the Instrumental Meditations. Such stunning musicians. I mean, I do understand how easy it was for you to make that choice to have your album with your beautiful voice on it called Deva and then release a second album, because it's a really, really magnificent sound. Deva, I want to talk to you a little bit about where we are in this current time, in this current time of shift on our planet. We are in the midst of a global pandemic, and in many countries, we are being asked not to sing together in a room. So we are being asked, at least in Germany, there are no kirtan sessions happening. The beautiful singing circles that you have been offering around the world are slowing down or not happening. The concert halls are closed in many countries. We're not able to visit friends and sing to them in the hospitals. Many people are wearing masks, so you can't even see the smiling face or see the hear the laughter. What are your suggestions in this time when we're being asked to physically distance? How can we uplift each other? How can we nurture each other? How can we continue to give each other hope and inspiration in a time when many of us or many people might be leaning towards anxiety and not knowing where things are going?
Yeah. I mean, I just can talk for myself. Like, Miten and I, we were in Costa Rica when it happened in March, when suddenly the borders were closed, and we were like, okay, now we find ourselves here, which we were very happy about. And then we were feeling like, how can we share from here something that can contribute to other people's well-being in some way, or mm-hmm. coping it, you know, or ideally more than coping, but thriving even in this situation. And so we started to do a daily online meditation with a Om Mantra and Gayatri Mantra, and we started in March and did it for 77 days every day, about almost an hour every day. And there was usually about 5,000 people online live at the time, and then overnight there would be another up to 90,000 views. And I was so surprised that there was actually a sense of connection, a real, true, deep sense of connection happening through that medium, although we were not in the same room together, but we would all sit at that time of the day and in front of our screens and sing together, you know, although we mm-hmm. couldn't hear each other. And there was an anchoring, a moment of anchor every day, and a remembrance of what we are here for, and that is to find that silent center inside and then act and respond to the moment from that place. And out of that emerged a beautiful, strong Sangha community feeling, which now has a Facebook page called Global Gayatri Sangha Facebook group. And there's about 10,000 people, and they're really reaching out to each other. They're praying for each other and sharing with each other and caring for each other. And So this is what we do. You know, we, of course, online is really where it's at right now. It's, that's what we can do. We can do it in our own homes, and to find things that give us that feeling of connection, which is, I think, the vitamin C that our soul needs and we can't live without. Because if we don't feel connected to something or somebody, we are depressed. We are life is really hard, and that connection, where do I find that connection? Do I find it in singing? Do I find it in singing mantra? Do I find it in sitting silently every day at a certain time? Do I find it in a yoga lesson that I do online? Do I find it in a Facebook group where I can share my feelings and people respond? So it's being more and more tuned into ourselves, what uplifts our spirit, and to be wise and to not be sucked into the media, into the news that are so tempting to watch, or the soaps that are tempting to watch. You know, that's okay too, but to have really a set time this much, either to set time of this is how much news time I want to have in my day, or how much entertainment time I have in my day. But I also have that time where I sit down and I'm silent, or I sit down and I join the mantra singing, or I find my own way to sing mantras or whatever, you know, or I dance to music for an hour. And sometimes we, even though it makes us feel good in the end, we still have to give ourselves a bit of a push to do it. I don't know why that is, because we afterwards we always say, well, why did I even hesitate, you know? But sometimes we have to wait a little while to make these good habits and to get addicted to these good habits. So to give ourselves 21 days of, okay, I'm really not going to stop in these 21 days. Even if I don't want to do it one day, I will do it anyway. And then I'll see, and then I make a decision. Will I keep that in my daily life, or, you know, or do I find something else? And that's the other thing. Be really in the moment and see every moment what is right, you know? Because sometimes what was right yesterday is not anymore right today. That's such a fine-tuning feeling, and I always feel we can feel it in our bodies, really, like a physical sensation of uplifting, of draining, of a physical sensation of being pulled towards something or actually pushed away from something, and to trust the body, to trust that feeling inside to guide us to the right place at the right time.
Very beautiful. This show is all about voice, Deva, Deva Premal. What is your vision? Each of us has a voice. You're talking about, you know, committing in a playful, beautiful way to get connected, to remember the connection to ourselves. I thought what you said is very beautiful now, is to remember not what we can't do, but what we can do. That's for me the essence of what you were saying. It's not, we can't go maybe to the concert hall and sit with you, but we can be there on a flat screen. And the flat screen, of course, is not the same as a concert hall, but it still is what we can do, right? We can still breathe together. We can sing together. What is your golden nugget about the voice that you would like to share with our listening audience?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say, just because it's so in the moment, and I'm just sitting here at Blue Spirit in Costa Rica, that we are actually going to offer a 7-day kind of retreat starting on the 24th of July, with that intention also of coming together every day to sing and chant and do exercises and to be together. So we're just setting up right now. I'm kind of in the middle of it, and we can choose if they fall in place in our own being. And the golden nugget about the voice: use it.
Use it. Exactly. Use it.
And find what gives you joy. You know, find what you can do with your voice that gives you joy, and it'll lead you to a very deep place, because the voice is our invisible connection to spirit, and it's ungraspable, and it's ethereal, you know, and it's human, and it's also divine at the same time. So it's really a beautiful bridge that we all have access to, no matter how good we can sing. And the Om, you know, everybody has an Om inside of themselves, and every moment, if you look at the word moment, every moment has an Om in it. So we can always chant the mantra Om, you know, that if there's some sense of anxiety, or if the fear about the future takes over, or worry, just touch your heart with your hands, lift up your gaze to your third eye chakra, even with your eyes closed, or especially with your eyes closed, and sing the mantra Om 3 times, and things will totally shift in these few minutes that you do it. It's so powerful and always accessible.
Beautiful. We are at home in Om, mm-hmm. in
yes,
the moment
totally.
Of yeah. Om. Deva, you were mentioning that you have these beautiful retreats, online retreats, and that you are continuing to create spaces, safe spaces, beautiful spaces for people to come together to meditate, to join in music, to feel that harmony that happens in that universal language of music and of meditation. What is the homepage where people can go to? What's the address so that they can find all of these amazing offerings that you're giving to the world?
So it's devapramalmiten.com, or short also dpm.life, both works. devapramalmiten.com. Or D, like Deva, P, like Pramal, M, like Miten, dpm.life, L-I-F-E.
L-I-F-E. I didn't know that address. Very good. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks so much for sharing. let's ask one more quick question. Because you have a beautiful laugh and is connected straight to your heart in the middle of all the fear vibes of a pandemic. How does laughter, this can be a very quick question though, but how does laughter, the power of laughter, help us to stay connected?
Always helps us. Laughter is always in the moment. We can't laugh out of the moment. So and when we're in the moment, we're okay. So it's good. Laughter is the greatest medicine.
Oh, so beautiful, Deva. I want to thank you so much for being here with me today at Voice Rising, for having the courage as a singer not only to bring out this magnificent album, Deva. For all of you out there, this is an incredibly beautiful album, as are your other albums. I know them so well, and they're beautiful soundtracks for our lives. But also to be that bold and say, you know what, the people that are surrounding me and I'm having dinner with them and they're on tour with me, they're so precious. And to bring out Deva, the instrumental meditations album, it's a great gift to the world, mm-hmm. and very bold as a singer to strip your voice away and to expose what you listen to when you are laying those tracks in studio. That is your soundtrack. That's your bed of roses that you lie in before you put your voice out there. And we're wishing you a lot of success. Stay healthy. And I know you will. You guys are wonderful. And I hope to have you back on the show. And for those of you out there, continue to connect with Miten and Deva Premal and Manoz and all of your wonderful, your community. It's so big. It's so wonderful that anywhere in the world you can find a fellow traveler and connect.
Thank you so much, Kara. That was beautiful to connect with you. And I send you all this blue sky and greenery from Costa Rica. It's so green that we can share it.
Wow, good. And I send you a lot of the green oak trees from Berlin, Germany, and I'll share that with you too. And continue to live your beauty, right? To live your beauty
thank
for
you,
this world.
Thank you,
Deva
Premal. Thank you. Bye-bye. Lots of love to you. Namaste.
Namaste.